7 minutes past six. Hello and welcome along to Friday Sports Day. Well, we are off and running in 2021, and it was great to see fast footy last night. But I had to keep asking myself, what is real and what is unreal as I watched this match? So here's what I reckon was real, or close enough to it. The quarters, they are too long. That's real. Before COVID, there was a strong push amongst the broadcasters to reduce quarters because the game was dragging on way too long. They balked at reducing it. But if you add a plethora of goals, it's way too long. It'll change at the end of the year. And that's the moot point. Was the increase in goals real? Well, to that extent, I doubt it. But it was a good start. And let's hope we get a significant increase. No tackles? That wasn't real. That will change. Clubs looking to play faster? That's real. You've got to ask yourself the question, why has it taken so long? Most of the time, we're like sheep in this industry, but not so with fast footy. Richmond have won 3 out of the last 4 premierships, and they go fast. They go fast from the back half to the front half. Why has it taken so long for the Premier's style to catch on? Well, I can tell you who's caught on. That's the Saints. They have caught on real quick, and they go real fast, and they've recruited to go even faster. Certain top six for mine, and likely top four. Their recruiting has been very real. Love the depth. Looked across. They didn't have their absolute best side, but there's Chips Frawley. I know he got injured, but he'll be there when the chips are being counted. Crouch will be a great addition. McKernan just looked a classic fill-in, and won't the Bombers supporters be looking for him come midway through the season? And then, of course, there's Missy Higgins, who could have kicked 4 last night but missed too many opportunities. But, gee, Scoot, he looks like a really exciting pickup to me. Zach Attack Fisher, he looked real as a small forward. And Zach Attack Williams, well, he'll be a great recruit, but I think he'll miss round one. Carlton team defence was unreal. It couldn't be that bad. It has to improve. Games where goals are scored from stoppages, they're the best to watch. And that was real last night, with 13 of the first 16 goals coming from stoppages. It was open, it was fast, it was good to watch. One from left field, Oscar McDonald. I think he's real. Well, he is 50% of the time. He lacks for nothing athletically, but his decision-making, as we've seen, can be flawed. He has a clouded mind too often, but if you clear it, you have potentially another Liam Jones. Within the space of 5 minutes last night, he came flying out of a pack and pinpointed a pass. Then he got a mark and he kicked it straight to the opposition. Real coaching is about getting the best decisions from your players. And Carlton have got a real player, if they can find themselves a real coach, to clear his mind. I like him up forward, and he may have to play there because, Scoop, from what you've told me, Carlton's injuries are very real.